Go ahead and move that man.
Yes, well, just a minute. I put it down here now. I'll move my own checkies. Now, just keep your hands off them. When I get ready to move, I'll move it. Now, keep...
Yes, but bring your knees up a little bit, Chuck. All the checkies are sliding down your way.
They're coming my way anyway. Don't worry about it.
Now, what are you going to do?
Well, now,
how are you going to get out of that corner?
Well, I'll get out of it all right. I'm sure I'll get out of West Cornish and that, and you know it.
You're talking too much. You ain't got your mind on the game.
I'll keep quiet. I'm trying to think for you.
Yeah, but you're minding on the game. I just jumped three men on your Zeb, and that ain't like you.
Yeah, I'm thinking about something else at that.
Why don't you think of the game, Chuck?
Wait a minute. I can't think of you talking all the time and trying to figure out how to get this quick king up here. I'm sure it. Now, if I move there, you jump two, and you jump two there.
Yes. You see, you're mining on it.
Well, I'll move it over there. Yes, I'll put it there. Now,
I'll jump two men if you do that.
That's where if you jump them and see what happens.
I got it. Hey, now what are you going to do?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, you're mining on the game, Chuck. Yeah. Let's quit.
Well, I don't know what we're going to do, Zeb. I can't think of
it. What are you worrying about now?
What am I worrying about? What? Land of Goshen, ain't you seen that sign out in front of the store?
What sign?
Well, you ought to know. You put it up. The sign about that sheriff sale we're going to have here tomorrow.
Oh, shucks. What's there to worry about that? We've had plenty of sales before.
Yes, but that's a sheriff sale.
Well, what if it is a shirt sale? We can afford to sell some of these shirts. We got too many in stock in the basement.
Oh, I didn't say shirts. We ain't going to sell shirts. It's a sheriff sale.
You mean we're going to sell sheriffs?
Yes. No, we ain't going to sell sheriffs.
Well, then what are we going to sell?
We ain't going to sell nothing.
That's just about what we do with every sale we put on anyway.
Yes, well, it won't be that way this time. Mrs. L is going to put on this sale. She's going to auction the whole store off, the highest bidder.
How's that?
Bidder!
Who did?
Who did what?
Who bit Mrs. L?
Oh, nobody bit her.
You said they did.
Oh, I didn't.
You did.
I did not. I didn't say no such... I didn't say bitter.
Then what did you say?
I said bitter. Bitter.
Ah, shucks. When you get started talking that way, a feller might as well give up. Close store and go home. I'm going over to the drugstore.
Oh, no, you ain't there, Peters. You're going to stay right here. You've got to do some darn tall figuring before tomorrow.
What do you want to figure for? Figure about what?
No, ain't you got it into your head yet? Listen, now, and pay attention to what I'm telling you. We owe Mrs. L $5,000, and we can't pay it, so she's going to foreclose.
What, say?
Foreclose!
Who?
Oh, Mrs. L.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, it's about time you're getting it. And me and you has got to...
Well, ain't it kind of warm for that?
Warm for what?
Foreclosed.
Oh, what's the use? What's the use of trying to talk to you? Before you'll understand it, they'll be taking the roof right over from over our heads and the bread right out of our mouths.
The what?
The bread. Here comes somebody.
Good morning.
Hello, Mr. Falder. I couldn't
How
see
do you.
How
do, Mr. Falder? Here's your bread.
Bread? Bread? I don't want any bread.
Well, then what'd you say you wanted a loaf of bread for?
I didn't say I wanted a loaf of bread. I came here to...
You did. I heard you say it.
Then you heard a rye. I came here to...
Heard what?
A rye.
But Mr. Falder wants rye bread. Take that back.
No, I don't. I want to talk to you fellas. I can't afford to loaf around this town anymore.
Afford what?
Say, what's the matter with you? Don't you understand English? I said loaf. I can't afford to...
Why, Mr. Falder, you certainly can afford that. It's only 5 cents a loaf. If you're a little short of cash, we'll trust you. We wouldn't want to see a fella go hungry, would we? Wrap him up
Wait just a minute. I don't want a loaf of rye bread. Is that clear? I don't want it.
What?
I just come here from the sheriff's office. I've had a talk with Mr. Graham, and he...
What was that, Mr. Falder? I didn't quite catch it.
I said Graham.
Oh, Graham. Yes, yeah. But instead of rye loaf, you make it Graham.
Oh, got two loaves left.
God,
Why, Mr. Falder, what's the matter? Don't you like Graham bread?
No. I don't want any Graham bread. I'm here to...
Well, what kind do you want?
I don't want any bread at all.
You do?
No.
Well, it's a fine time to be saying so after you waste a whole half day talking about it.
I made three trips to showcase myself.
Yes, we got plenty of work to do around this store without wasting our time.
Yeah, well, listen. Well, you won't be busy around here very long. You'll be able to take a nice, long vacation and have a good time.
We will, huh?
Yes. You can go to Java or someplace.
Go where?
Java.
Java what?
Java good time when you vacation.
Oh, listen, I said Java. Java, J-A-V-A, on the Malay archipelago.
Well, you don't say so. I hadn't heard about it. When'd he go?
Say, what in the name of common sense are you talking about? When did who go?
When did Archipelago on his vacation?
Oh, Archipelago, the Malay Archipelago. An archipelago is a group of islands, and Malay is a race, and besides...
Who won it?
Nobody won it, and besides, I came here to...
Huh? Couldn't have been much race if nobody won it.
Listen,
that's the way I figure. If nobody won it, what was the use of having it?
I came here to find out whether
you... It's a waste of time, if you ask me.
I'd rather go fishing.
Say, listen, you blithering idiots. I'm tired of that.
You're tired of fishing?
No, tired of hearing you talk. Now get this, and get it straight. We've fooled around with you fellas long enough. Are you going to pay Mrs. Dell that $5,000 or not?
Well, I tell you, Mr. Falter, we'll pay it all right, only we'd like to have a little time.
You've had plenty of time. Now, I want that money for my client, or we sell this place at public auction tomorrow.
What are you talking about now, Jeff?
But Mr. Falter, we can't raise that much money right off.
Well,
how
much can you raise?
Yeah, I don't know exactly. You see, we'll have to borrow it.
You could raise, say, $4,000? If you can, I'll advise Mrs. Dell to accept it, merely to keep peace.
Peace of what?
Well, maybe we can. Let's see, I wonder who we could ask for a loan.
Peace of what, Sam?
Isn't there someone that you've lent money to in the past?
Why, yes, by crack it is. Lem Barlow. We lent him $100 once.
Yeah, but a piece of what?
Well, why don't you go and see him about it? I'm willing to knock off $1,000 just to get out of this town. Raise your $4,000, and that will suffice.
How's that?
Suffice.
Yes, suffice. Now keep your mouth shut. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do, Mr. Falter. We'll have a talk with Lem in a couple of days. And
you have a talk with him right now. I want that money this morning. I'll wait here until I get it.
All right. I'll put on my hat.
No. Wait a minute. I want to talk to you about something else. Let your partner go.
Oh, yes. You go, Eb, and tell them we've got to have it right away.
Yes, and bring it back with you.
Mm.
Yeah, but my knee is kind of bothering me, Zeb.
Never mind about that. Now get going.
That brings it. You're all making it go.
Well, go on. Never mind.
That fella's a pest. Now, Mr. Winterbottom, about that little deal we mentioned the other day.
Oh, you mean the show?
Yes. Now, as I told you, I'm willing to buy it and assume all indebtedness.
Well, shucks, Mr. Falter, there ain't no indebtedness. Everybody that was in it has been paid off.
Well, you never can tell what might turn up. And it's just as well to have that point thoroughly understood. When I pay you $25 for the show, I become sole owner of it. And you have no more right to it whatever.
Yes.
I naturally assume all indebtedness in past and future. And I also have the privilege of selling the show to anyone anytime I like.
Yes, but there ain't nothing to sell. In fact, there ain't any show anymore. It's all busted up.
I understand that, but as I told you the other day, that I've always wanted to be able to say that I once owned the show.
It's all right with you. It's all right with me.
That's fine. Well, I've just drawn up an instrument here, and if you'll take it...
Wait. Hold on a second. I don't reckon I want to do that.
Do what?
Take an instrument. I wouldn't have time to play it. I'd rather have the $25.
I'm going to give you the $25. I mean a legal instrument, a contract, a bill of sale. Here.
Oh.
Now, all you have to do is sign it.
Oh, yes. Sign it right here?
That's it, right there. Now, just put your name right...
Oh, wait a second. Did you see Lem Barlow? Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
You did? Where is it? Let's see it. Where's the money?
What money?
Well, the $5,000 you got from Lem Barlow.
Sure. I didn't get any money. I just got what you told me.
What? Got what I told you?
A piece of fire.